Kick City.
He's.
Yo, I saw it. I'm just trying to tell you, I saw it today.
You said that we're getting Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford getting a 1-year veteran minimum deal or something. You know, it may have been some fake news, but I like it. It looked good.
Okay. Did that come from Ball Sack Sports, just like that other article that was up there? That article where Ja Morant said that he would kill Michael Jordan or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I feel as a competitor, you can say that. I don't care. If you would have asked me in my prime when I was hooping, I cooked Jordan. But I look like saying another man cooked me. You crazy. I'm in my prime. I'm not going to say I'm the best player that's playing right now in my prime. Now, when I get old, I'll be like, yeah, I was talking a little crazy. But at that time, nah, Jock is baby saying I can beat anybody any given day.
And that's why that was fake news.
That man sound like LeVar Ball. That's a Black Ranger sound like LeVar Ball.
And look what LeVar did. Look at all these boys. Well, one of them kind of messed up. But everybody else did what they were supposed to do.
Nah, this boy's doing his thing. He was talking about when he was talking about playing Jordan one-on-one, talking about he too small, I ought to post him up. That's when he was actually talking about beating him. Crazy talk.
That's how you supposed to feel. I'm a competitor. I feel like can't nobody beat me till it actually happened. And that's my motto. Oh, I cook Jordan right now. That's how I feel.
Yeah, cook him steak and lobster. That's what you're cooking.
Kick City.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host with the most, AJJ, or the Black Ranger, as most would call. We back, episode 71. Every time I say another episode now, we getting close to 100. I'd be like, we've been doing this for a while. So, episode 71. Definitely have a special guest on tonight. Definitely appreciate the guests coming on. You know what, but first we're gonna wait a second because I'm gonna ask everybody the week doing, then we're gonna bring our guest in. I want to surprise the people. So Marco, how you been doing this week?
Week is going well. Can't really complain too much. Photo shoot for Kansas City People's Choice Awards coming up, so that should be exciting to have a crew all together in person. I don't think we all been together in person like as a full crew since the sneaker show last year.
I'm about to say Blaze graduation, but yeah, it was a sneaker show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Hype Mania was the last time we was all together in person, I should say. But that should be fun.
Blaze, tell me, how your week going?
It's been going better than last week. Finally yes. Got a chance to kick that Gungus. So I appreciate anybody that was thinking about me and praying for me. Everything went smooth with that. So I'm back better than ever. Jealous about last week, but we move forward. And so that's exactly what we do. And Black Ranger, please don't remind me about my graduation, because that's when you did me dirty with the truth. So I'll never forget that. So I don't even want to remember my college graduation when I'm on the podcast with you.
Yeah, I was just being a real friend, testing things out before it got to you to make sure it was good. But that's all it was. I just want to make sure the drinks were good before they came to you. That's all it was.
He going to stand by that, Blaze. He's always going to stand by that.
Yeah, to the death of us. But no, it's all good. Good week. Definitely excited about this weekend to link up, and so good times ahead. So overall, blessed. Why not? Always.
Amen. So now, our special guest. I know him as Dante a long time ago, back in our basketball days. People may know him as Swank. So we're gonna bring on Dante. I'm gonna say Swank Lee in the building. How's your week been going, sir?
Pretty good. My daughter's birthday was today, so we took the main event. You know, we're gonna have a party for her on Saturday. Then my birthday is tomorrow, so doing a lot of celebrating.
Hey, celebration of life. That's what it's all about. All right. So my week has been hot. You know, that's all I'm gonna say. This heat is real. It does drain a brother. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. But you know, you gotta keep pushing. And hope for some, drink a lot of water, people. Not alcohol, a lot of water. But you know, when you celebrate though, you know, you gotta have your glass or two, you know, just chase it with some water or pickle juice. I heard pickle juice works real well too. Just a little fun fact out there. But
I've heard that for hangovers as well.
Yeah, it definitely works. I'm not saying I want to try it, but it definitely works. So, you know, normally we jump into our Fresh Kick Fridays, what everybody's going to be rocking. Blaze, let's start off with you, man. What you going to be rocking on Friday?
I'm picked up these right here, the Jordan 1 Visionaires. Yes, the tennis ball kicks. And so I'll be rocking these Friday, and also I'll be rocking these to the photo shoot as well. Why not? So right. Devin, get some run about those, just in case y'all on the visual, it's dead stock, just to let you know. Uh-huh. You know, a little tap. But Retro 1.
Lick the bottom like Fat Joe, let us know it's real.
see, exactly. There you go. Getting freaky on the pod. But the Retro 1 Visionaire. So definitely be rolling with that. And so Marco, what you rocking?
I'm gonna pull out some 11s. Pull out the Win Like 96s. They starting to yellow just a little bit there on that icy bottom, but that just comes with age. So yeah, gonna give these some burn on Friday.
Dante, what about you? You know what you're gonna be rocking for Friday?
I don't yet, since I said, you know, my birthday Friday. I'm hoping wifey the Supreme Flight 95s. Those are probably one of my favorite sneakers, but the actual, just the Flight 95s. But I like the light blue joints. So hopefully, I'm praying I get that package in the mail.
You got to put it in the air. That's all. So you're doing it right. You got to put it out there. Right. Put into the universe. You know, it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be in my Air Max Ones, the burnt orange. I was thinking about it going back and forth today, but I'm like, I need some comfortable ones because I'm gonna be moving around on my Friday, going from one job to the next. So I'm gonna be comfortable, be relaxed though. Air Max Ones, the burnt orange pair, nothing too special. So so now we're gonna jump into our latest pickups. Me personally, I'm gonna just go out there. I didn't pick up nothing. Struck out on a lot of stuff. Travis Scott, you still ain't my friend. But anyway, that's one. Before we get into it, I'm just like, I don't understand it. And somebody help me, because I tried. And I was like, you know what? Let me see what GOAT going to tell me. That shit was already $1,600, $1,500.
Yes.
Good God.
Yes, Lord.
I said, it don't make no sense. But all right, so that's my little stuff I had to get off my chest for the moment. So, Margo, you pick up anything this week?
No, it was a dry week for me too. Got on Sneakers app trying to get the Travis Scott's, and it had me logged out, and then I was too late in the draw to try and get logged in and reset my password and all that jazz. So I was like, well, guess it just wasn't meant for me to have them. So yeah. tough day for your boy.
It's all right, you tried. That's all that matter, right? That's what they teach us. As long as you try, you did good. Blaze, what about you?
Nothing this week for me either, except those Visionaires were like a couple of weeks ago. So I guess you can say that. I got the restock, the 72 and 10 Retro 11 Lows. I would say that. And so, but other than that, that's it. Obviously tried for the Travis Scott's. Took me about 4 to 5 minutes to log in or whatever to get on the draw. Got on the draw and knew I was going to get a nail. So I just put my phone down and kissed my children just to keep me from getting angry, because I knew. When you know, you know. It's just like, well, I done got screwed. So there it is.
But like I said, you tried. That's all
you tried. I did. I made it. E for effort, baby.
There you go. Dante, what about you?
I got myself a early birthday present. I got the Columbia Fours from 2015.
So
I got
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They was probably about warm, maybe once or twice, but still kind of crispy. So
yeah, I had put mine on last week. So yeah, I know. Yeah, one of my favorite fours for sure. That's that good leather all through that shoe. I tell you that much. That's that good. So, all right, now we kind of just sit back, kind of like do a barbershop talk, you know, kick talk. We're going to get to Swank or Dots, however you want to call them, but we're going to hopefully we can find some things out about you that people don't know. And we kind of just sit back and just talk to you and let the people know who knows more about you.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be real simple. We ain't going to say nothing too crazy. Hopefully not.
I was going to say the question I always like to start off with everybody the sneaker. So I always like to ask everybody this when they come on the show. So what's the first sneaker that made you fall in love with sneakers? Like, what was that first one that you said, oh man, I gotta have it?
Well, I'm the youngest of all my oldest, all my siblings, and my youngest oldest brother, he's 6 years older than me. So my pops, he used to have like a basketball organization and all that. So when I was in kindergarten, my brother, he was in sixth grade, and he, it was two sneakers. It was actually the Penny Twos, the black ones. And then it was the blue toe, questions. Those two was like, okay, I like this. And then ever since then, like my mom's always said, I never asked for like kiddie stuff. It was always, I just always told her I want that thing with the check on it. That's it. So every shoe I wanted had to have the jump man or the check on it.
That's what's up.
All right. So how'd you come up with the name of your brand? That's, I always wondered that.
So Triumph Victory is just more so like inspirational. You know, it's everybody's always been at a low point in their life, right? You know, got to deal with just life. That's what life is. But it's how you get back to the top. And that's where the limit's none is, because, you know, everybody's favorite saying is the sky's the limit. But really, you know, when you're at your lowest, there is no limit to getting back to where you want to be. You know, so that's basically where it came from, trying victory, limits none. And then we kind of have branch offers with the Stay Swanky. And then we also have Respect is Everything. So it's just, you know, it'll be 6 years in August right now. So
okay,
it's more so, I wouldn't say we're like a inspirational brand, but it's still, you know, everything is motivation and pushing and just that marathon lifestyle. I was still am a big Nipsey Hussle fan too. So that was a lot of it, the influence from him.
Yeah, okay.
So you have a podcast as well there, Dante. Mm-hmm. It is called the Triple Crown Podcast. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell the citizens of Kick City a little bit about that and why they should tune into your show as well.
Yeah, we've been doing that for about a year and a half. And it was me and two of my other friends. And like I said, we actually, a lot of our guests are the hoop legends. You know, we got the Reese Holidays, the Doris Goods, the Quentin Bays, Boo Richardson's, people like that. And we're trying to, you know, expand it just to make it more, you know, just for people just to come on and show their platform. But we just talk hoops, fashion, music, you know, this last episode, we got into some mental health stuff, you know, so that's really what it is.
Okay.
I heard you say, who was you say my name, but it's cool though. You know, I ain't gonna take no offense to that right there.
You gotta come on the show.
Nah, I appreciate it. Hey, nah. So I know we talk about hoop legends. I know that you real big in the basketball and that you're coaching. So what made you want to, you know, become a coach and, you know, give back to this youth out here?
Well, honestly, I never really wanted to coach. I mean, a lot of people don't know my basketball story, but I was just telling Blaze, my oldest daughter is 10. So when I was a sophomore in college, I had her, and I kind of had to make a decision, kind of like, okay, well, I can keep chasing this hoop dream, or, you know, I can take care of my business and be a father. Now, as you know, AJ, my pops is, you know, one of the founding fathers of this basketball stuff. So it was really just you know, kind of second nature to me. Like a lot of times it was just like, okay, well, I just, this is what I grew up around. This is what I saw my whole life. So coaching was just like, I was basically what you call, you know, a player's coach. It was just all I really just wanted to help the kids that, you know, if you're from Kansas City, you know, Van Horn has never really been one of those schools where you could be like, all right,
they had Michael Lee back in the day.
Yeah, that's one. Mike Lang.
Yeah. That's about all I know.
Yeah, that's the only one, really, you know? Because my first year, we won 15 games, and that was the most in school history.
Wow.
So that kind of shows you what it was right there. Yeah. But I just, you know, it was just something where I kind of felt like my whole basketball career was just based off of, like, AAU and stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually went to a prep school. And so it was just like, you know, I want to be a part of an actual school. And next thing you know, in my third year, we got third in state. So,
yeah.
That's what's up.
That's good. I'm about to say, I saw Van Horn a lot more doing better when I saw you get there. So that's when I started hearing a lot better about them. So yeah, that's good, though, for real.
Yeah.
That is. It was there like a guard that just recently went to Washburn from Van Horn?
That's my youngin', Jaden Monday. He he averaged, I coached him for 3 years. His sophomore year, he averaged about 23. His junior year, he averaged about 22. In his senior year, that's when we went to state. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he'll be a sophomore at Washburn. He's stamped. You walk through the hallways, all his accolades is right there. That's his school.
Yeah, I watched a couple of highlights from him just because I know one of the assistant coaches at Washburn. And so they were heavily trying to recruit him. And I was like, from Van Horn? Then I saw him and I was just like, oh, okay, he different. Yeah, so definitely big ups to that. Speaking of with the coaching talk, what's the best part about coaching and what's the least deal about coaching? What's the best thing and what's the least thing? Because I have mine personally, but I like to hear from other coaches about that.
I think the best thing now is I'll be 31 tomorrow. So it was just that age gap. Like they can still, you know, they still think I'm fly and I can still go out and hoop with them and stuff like that. But I think the worst thing is just this generation of kids, like they just don't really want it bad enough, you know? Like, I think it's just that everything is off the internet. And then when you see they watching somebody they about to play before they even play them, they already scared, you know? We didn't really come from that. It was just like, all you have was rivals and scout and you heard of people, but you never really got to see them play. So I just think it's just that the talent is always there, but it's just it's not enough dogs.
For sure.
I said that they intimidated this guy. What, like back when I ain't saying like we old, but when we played, when we heard about somebody that was good, we was like, shit, we about to go play him. So exactly. Let me show him what well, I don't know what's so special about it. Let me find out.
I think the difference is that we didn't get a chance to hop on YouTube and see him.
Right.
Like, you know, if it wasn't like a scout or anything like that, that's how we saw the person, like visual wise, but to go on YouTube and see his highlights about jellying somebody or some shit like that, you know, to get a little scared before that.
I'm gonna look good in my 5 minute highlight. I ain't show nothing bad in my little 5 minutes.
I think that's the difference. We didn't hop on YouTube to go and see him. So,
yeah, I think you guys are right. It basically, social media was in its infancy when we were coming along, basically. So, I mean, you know, now kids do everything for likes and do challenges and all this different stuff. So I don't know if they doing this, but I mean, I know kids are out here trying to record what they doing every minute of the day. So, you know, everything is for likes now. I was going to ask you, what sneaker would you relate to your coaching style, man? Like what sneaker would you break down and say that's most relatable to my coaching style?
That's a tough one because I had to wear a different pair every game. Exactly. Like I couldn't, even when I hoop, like I couldn't just wear one sneaker. I don't know if
So you was very PJ Tucker like, huh?
Yes.
Oh yeah. But I also, I wear a size 9, so it's not like, you know, that's. But I was always, it was kind of weird because, you know, most people that hoop, they like to get that one sneaker and get comfortable with it. But like, I always was like, no, I want to switch it up. I was wearing a little bit of everything.
I'm breaking in new sneakers every chance I get.
Yeah. Like, but my game never really like, it was, even though I was smaller, I didn't really, you know how most small guards, they like to get up and be intense and want to pick up full court and all that. And I'm just like, nah, that ain't. So maybe that's why my kicks never really got messed up.
Yeah, you too cool. You too cool right. For all that. You was a cool, calm, and collective guard, all right?
Exactly.
I ain't gonna stress nobody. You know what you're supposed to do when you out here.
Right.
I gotta facilitate and get you on the right spots.
But I say I like to wear, I probably wore some fours most of the time.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite.
Okay. All right. So I know that you married. So what shoe that you and your wife probably like? I know that she's in the, I feel like she's in the sneaker just because of you. Is a certain shoe that like you gotta get her that she hasn't had yet? Or is it something that y'all trying to look for just to be matching with? Cause I know your birthday coming up. I know you ain't gonna let nobody down when you post these pictures I'm gonna see soon.
No, she actually, her style is a little different. She like New Balances. She like Pumas. She'll wear some, she likes Huaraches. I got a few pair of Dunks, but that was actually, we started dating in 2010 and that was actually the first sneaker she brought me was a pair of Dunks.
Oh,
then I got married in the Mellow Ones.
Oh,
so yeah, mostly I think she got more probably New Balances than anything though.
Okay.
She liked the comfort.
Gotcha.
So here we go. Rock, stock, or drop on this lineup here. So we got blue toe questions.
Mm. Mm.
We got the black penny twos, and we're gonna throw in Orlando foam posits.
Ooh,
which one you rocking? Which one you stocking? Which one you dropping?
Now that's tough. Oh man, I'm gonna definitely have to stock the penny twos because that's just I gotta have that too. So I'm gonna stock those. I might have to rock the questions. I might, yeah. And then
you dropped Orlando.
Yeah. Cause I didn't really, I was into phones a little bit, but I like the actual signature pins. Phones kind of heavy.
That is true. So I'm surprised. I thought the phones would have stuck around. I didn't think the phones were getting out of that.
It's just, but a lot of people get mad at me when I say this, but those questions might be my favorite shoe. Like, because AI was just such a big inspiration to me. And it was just like,
absolutely.
To see, it's just something I got at least 6 pair of questions. So it's just like, I don't know what it is about, and they comfortable to me.
Yeah, I know. I got the blue toe questions. I wear them maybe once a year. Because I'm like, it's one of my all time favorite shoes. I feel like that's one shoe that's just never gonna go out of style. That shoe done been around what 20 some years now, and it's always like when they come out with like the original colors, it's like you always still want them.
I was gonna say because Reebok is doing their best at trying to ruin that sneaker with all these different colorways they come out with. Candyland, Hot Wheels, and all this other mess that they doing in that sneaker. They They doing their best to ruin it.
I just made a post the other day about Nike. I said, please don't ruin these pennies y'all bringing back, because y'all start coming with these crazy colors, I'm gonna be highly upset at y'all.
Man,
so it's quite frustrating sometimes.
So Swank, let me ask you this. So I have seen some of your on foot videos or pictures and stuff that you have, and you do some of the most immaculate on feet pictures that I think I've seen on Instagram. Yeah. So are you the actual photographer behind that, or does your wife take the pictures? Who's your photographer there?
Well, you know, I got my Instagram when I was in Johnson County. So that was 2012. And I don't know if y'all remember, J.R. Smith used to do the What's on Your Feet.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just always took pictures of my shoes. Like I just be sitting there, I just take pictures of. So when the reel started, I just do like a little go around the front, side, back, and then that's just, you know, sometimes I get my daughters to get out there and do it, because you know they little sneakerheads in the making.
In the making, right.
But yeah, I just always took pictures of my kicks, even when I was younger, same thing. I just always liked how they looked.
Yeah, man. So people could definitely take tips from you on foot videos and pictures and whatnot.
It's actually it's getting I try to be more consistent with it. I don't actually have a personal page no more. So I just try to kind of do it on our podcast page. But if I could at least post maybe one or two a week just to stay, you know, consistent with it, that's what I try to do.
Yeah, if you post one on Friday, man, tag us and we'll repost you.
Bet, I got you.
Yeah, definitely. Blaze, what's up? I see you got something on your mind.
With me? Oh, yeah. No, I'm just thinking about with your daughters, with them being little sneakerheads. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? Did they just like watch you do your thing? Because I got little ones too, and you know they see the sneakers and they ask questions or anything like that. Do you think out of the two, because you got two daughters, correct? Let me make sure I'm good with that. Which one you think would be sneakerheads?
I guess they didn't really have a choice, because I mean, I know one thing that really caught me was my mom. She used to, so I got the Air Jordan 6 from, I think it was actually my first shoe, and she used to hang it in her rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So in her car, so I was like, I kind of like how that looked. So the first pair of sneakers that I bought my oldest daughter was the Bread Fours, like when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they would just look and be like, I like those. Like they never really liked the kiddie stuff or nothing like that. I got a, God rest her soul, I got a friend, we called her Chuck, because she used to wear Chuck Taylors all the time. So that's really like, she passed away, she had a four-wheeler accident. But other than Chuck's, like, they like Nikes, Jordans, questions, what, you know, it's, they just see it, they see all the boxes, and they just like, okay, I want those.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest daughter, actually, she got a little jealous, because my youngest, like I said, her birthday was today, so of course she got some kicks, and she like, I want those, you know, and then she get mad when we pass her kicks down to her. So it's just it's all in the family,
right?
I got you. And then getting back into your daughters, just because, you know, with the family and all that, which one you think is gonna be the hooper out the family, out the two?
You know, it's crazy, they don't really like basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the time that I was investing so much into, you know, the team and the school. But my oldest daughter, she's I don't know if y'all familiar with, I have a big brother, his name is Joey Cool. He signed to Strange Music. And so she actually performs on stage with him. She got her mind made up. Like, that's what she want to do. Like, she's, I think she's performed at 4 Tech N9ne shows now. She's nine. So she got her mind made up. And the youngest one, we just got into soccer. So hopefully that might be her thing.
I got you. Now, does that make you feel some type of way that they're not invested in basketball? Because people ask me, like, you know, do you want your kids to be around that? And I'm just like, no, because I don't like the anxiety of them being a part of basketball, the sport. You know, like, you know, my son loves football. He said he's going to be a football player. I'm like, that's great. Don't be a basketball player, because that gives me anxiety. And does that make you sad or anything like that? Or are you cool with them venturing off and doing other things?
Not really, because like I said, I was a coach's son. My pops coached me all the way through high school. And nice. It was a lot of times I could have had a 30-point triple-double, and he's still telling me what I could have did, should have did. So, like, I never, with girls, you never really, you know, want to do that. I mean, I always tell her, I say, if you ever decide to play, you're gonna know how to shoot and dribble. Mm-hmm. And so that's it, really.
Right. So I'll bring it back to a sneaker deal and see if you can remember in your head with this. What was the best basketball game you had? And what sneakers were you in?
The best game I had was probably. It was actually my, I say in high school and college. So in high school, I had 39, 12, and 7, and I had the LeBron 3 soldiers on, the straps.
Okay.
That was when Bron's hoop sneaks was actually, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And then in college, I'll never forget, it was my junior year. And actually my boy was at the game and I had 11 points and 11 assists. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. I actually had the all red rookies on.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I used to kind of hoop in pretty much anything. Cause I mean, those was kind of heavy, but I don't know. I just like how they felt.
Right.
So that was, but I think I would have to say my favorite hoop shoe is probably some 10s or 14s.
Absolutely.
Man, we hear that a lot about 10s. We hear that a lot about 10s.
10s are
comfy, boys.
Man. Yeah. And they don't mess up. They fit to your foot perfectly.
Right. So you know, your brother probably gonna hear this, you know, because I I know you and Joe. So which one of y'all better when it came to hoop?
Oh yeah, that's like what I was like. You know what's crazy? He didn't. So I'll tell you a crazy story about him. So he was a senior, right? And he went to his coach's office, and his coach laid out his offers, and he told him, he was like, I don't want to hoop no more. I'm a rap. And his coach kind of looked at him like, you going what? You going to rap? He was like, well, I guess one day you might be one of the best rappers, you know, to come out of Kansas City. But like I said, I'm the youngest, so
right.
The hooping, I didn't really have a choice. It was just like, nah, you going to hoop. It wasn't. Yeah. They used to put me in their games. Like, I wear their big old jerseys, shorts too big, all that. So yeah, I could probably, yeah, he, it nah.
Now I'm gonna run into him, I'm about to ask him now.
Now he'll tell you, he's like, nah, that basketball, that was for him, you know.
Yeah.
Since you're a family man, how many full family size run sneakers you got?
Trying to think. You know, it's kind of, it's crazy because we all kind of got our own style. Like, so we'll go and all get sneakers, but everybody gets something different.
Okay.
But like my oldest daughter, she likes ones. My youngest daughter, that's where she's kind of like me. She'll wear pretty much anything. And like I said, my wife, she really likes the New Balances and Pumas and stuff like that. Like she'll never wear J's. She don't like Jordans.
Man,
I'll be trying to see. She really, I got a pair of 350, some Yeezys, but I don't really like Adidas. So I'll be trying
that's
to
fair. That's you fair. Know,
get away just got from my, that.
Just got my first pair of Adidas in 18 years, like I said last week. So,
oof, yeah, I know how that's fair.
Okay. That's because Adidas, them Adidas shoes that we had in high school, they kind of they made it, they traumatized us with that. All right, well, you know, there go our sneaker talk. This is kind of now, Swank, this is kind of why I just sit back. I let Marco Freeman introduce you into our gifts. So, you know, I let him do all this narrating and talking because I can't talk that well. You know, that's why that boy Marco Freeman, he got them skills. So it's all on you now, Mark.
All right. So gifts for this week are dropping between 7:24 and 7:30. Release dates are always, of course, subject to change. So please don't hold us to them. So first sneaker that we got up on the list this week is actually going to be a Nike SB Dunk High. This is going to be in the Mets colorway. These are going to be dropping on 7/26 for $125. basically, they are going to feature basically like the gray uniform of the New York Mets. You got a blue swoosh with an orange outline on that guy. On the tongue tag there, you got Nike SB with a blue background and orange lettering. Behind the tongue tags, on the left shoe, you got the number 7. And then on the right shoe, you got the Big Apple there, and you got Home Run under that. And it looks like there's a skyline in the middle of the apple there on that tongue.
That's correct.
Around like the collar, the mid panel, and the toe, it looks like it's like a canvas material that we have on this sneaker. And then on the toe box, on the eyelets and the ankle strap and towards the back of the sneaker, that looks like it's a premium suede. You have a gum outsole, white midsole, and then all of these Nike SBs that are featuring like the baseball themes on them have like the bubble gum on the outsole there as well on the right sneaker. These are dope, in my opinion. Nothing that I necessarily gotta have because I like the next sneaker that's coming up more than I like these. And right now, I'm kind of trying to get back to my one sneaker a month type deal. So these would be a sleeper cheap for me or something that I reach back and get later because they're a fire sneaker. Don't get me wrong. I think that they look dope, but just nothing that I gotta have right now. So they would be a sleeper cheap for me. Swank, we'll throw it over to you. What you think of them, man?
Well, it's Yankees all day over here, so I'm right. Pass on those.
okay.
I'm pass on those.
Blaze, we'll throw it over to you as a New Yorker there. What do you think of them?
They're asleep for cheap for me as well. Yeah, just like what Swank said, I'm a Yankees fan as well. I'm a Royals and Yankees fan, and so I can't do that. I can't go for that. And so, but overall, that gum at the bottom, Marco Freeman, goodness gracious, I didn't even see, good heavens. I need to give you $2 because the sneaker is fire, like the everything about it, and, you know, Nike SB Dunks, they do a good job of highlighting things, but they're asleep for cheap at the end of the day. Just because I'm a Yankees fan, and so more sleep for cheap than flip because dunks aren't selling too much. So just keep that with case, but definitely I would just keep them and I wouldn't wear them. So not at all. So Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on this sneaker?
And I don't want to call them trash because you know they are right, but you know. Ain't nothing I gotta have, so I guess you know I'm gonna go with sleepy tree. I'm gonna go with that one because I like the blue, I like the orange. It's just the SBs. I'm just not a big fan of SBs and had them that tongue be looking on it. But this color and how they put it together though, it's nice. I give them that. So I'm gonna say sleep for cheap. Marco, what the people said?
All right, so to give y'all what the people said about these. You had 7% of people say gotta have them, 33% of people said flip them, 20% of people said trash and 40% of people said sleep for cheap. So kind of a pretty even thing there. I mean, not a lot of people are necessarily got to have them, but there's some people that, you know, it looks like we'll go after them at a later date. The next sneaker on the list is actually, I think, my favorite that's coming out of these upcoming releases. It is also going to be a baseball-themed Nike SB. This is also dropping on 7/26. It is the Nike SB Dunk Low Phillies, and these are going to be $115. These guys feature an all light blue upper with that throwback burgundy as well in this guy. So these just look immaculate to me. I don't know about y'all, but they look immaculate to me. Premium suede around like the toe and the eyelets and all that stuff. It looks like you got like that jersey type material on the back tab where the Nike is at. Back there, on the tongues, you have the Nike SB with the light blue background, and then the Nike SB in that maroon burgundy color as well. And then you have a chili cheese steak, it looks like, on the left sneaker, and the Liberty Bell on the right sneaker tongue tag. It looks like the toe is also going to be suede or nubuck. It doesn't look like it's as long haired of a suede or nubuck in the toe, the mid panel, as it is on like the toe box and the eyelets and the ankle strap there. You also have, it looks like almost like a towel type terry material on the inside of that SB tongue. So that's another like premium note that they put there on these guys. You do have the bubble gum on the bottom of the right shoe once again on the outsole. The outsoles are once again that gum bottom color. And then you also have a white midsole on these as well. And I want to say they come with extra laces too. I think they come with some maroon laces that you can throw in there just to make them pop just a little bit more if you want to. $115, these are a gotta have for me. I love everything about these sneakers. They're dope to me. Swank, what's your thoughts?
I definitely like the details. I like the colorway. I can already imagine just the Phillies jerseys, just I'm thinking of that white with the pinstripe on there. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't cop them, but I do like the details and the colorway of them though.
Okay. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
These are definitely gotta have them. As a matter of fact, I would pay the Black Ranger resale for them. And so and that's what I'll call it. The y'all viewers or listeners don't know, the over the 50 under the 100, that is the Black Ranger resale. That's what I'm as a quote unquote. So but this is a dope sneaker overall quality. I didn't even, these two colors you wouldn't think match together so well when it comes to the burgundy and the blue, but these are just fantastic colors that pop together. And so they're a cop for me. I'm definitely going to be shooting my shot on the sneakers app. So got to have them for me. Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on this?
I know me. SB's in that tongue gets on my nerves. So I'm going to be asleep for cheap. Just because that color, everything about it is dope. But it's just me and that SB tongue just do not get along. So it had to be asleep for cheap. And I know that ain't happening. I had to find these at the outlet and be like, you know what? They was meant to be. So let me go ahead and grab them if I see them up in there. But I highly doubt that. So, Margo, what the people said?
So, to give y'all what the people said about these, 47% of people said gotta have them. 24% of people said flip them. 6% of people said trash. And 24% of people said sleep for cheap. So, a lot of people going after these. I definitely think that's going to be a hard cop. It's probably going to be a sneaker that if you really want it, you're either going to have to make some trades for or pay that resale ticket, which, you know how I feel about resale tickets. next sneaker on the list is actually inspired by LeBron's show, The Shop, since they always do a barbershop show that sporadically drops. I won't even say it's weekly. It's very sporadic. Mm-hmm. But this drops on 7/27. It's the Nike Zoom LeBron 3, the shop. These are going to be $185. Feature the classic silhouette of the LeBron 3. But to throw some pop of color in there, you have the red, white, and blue straps in like the mid panel there. And the rest of the sneaker is pretty much all black. You also have like the red, white, and blue, like the old school barbershop. I don't even know what you call those things, that the spin, like little twill. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call those. Actually,
this is a first that you do not have like a word for something. Like, I never know this could happen.
Yeah, I don't know what you call those things, but anyway, those barbershop, old school barbershop, red, white, and blue spinny cylinder things. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's why they got the red, white, and blue there on the straps. That's why you have that on the insole as well. It features LeBron's original logo, which is the LB 23 logo, which I thought was a better logo than his more recent logo of the L and the J. But of course, he changed that when he went to Miami and never changed it back. You also have a little hint of patent leather in like the tongue, where you have a lion there on that tongue strap. But yeah. These are definitely nothing that I gotta have. Maybe if they went on sale and I found them at the Nike outlet, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll cop these for, you know, under 100, but I'm not paying retail for these. And plus LeBron's just, I feel like LeBron's have been really disrespected this year. Big Bangs restock and set for weeks. LeBron Palmers can still be found on the Nike app as we speak. Watch the Thrones aren't really reselling for a whole lot right now. I mean, I don't know if the younger generation just don't care about LeBron retros. And I mean, LeBron 3s were never really my favorite anyway. So yeah, these would be a sleeper cheap for me. Let me quit rambling. Swank, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, those are trash. I don't like those. It's too much black on them. And like I said, they kind of messing up. When I think of the threes, I think of, you know, young Bron in Cleveland went rocking the Navy joints.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, what are you, that's too much. You're doing too much. So I don't like those.
All right, Blaze, what's your thoughts?
They're asleep for cheap for me. When it comes to this LeBron 3 and like the old school LeBrons, give us the retros first. Yeah. Give us the original colors first. And then if you want to add a little this, a little there after the fact, go ahead. But give the people what they need. Because just like you said, Marco, the LeBron, the retro colors, they're already sitting or, you know, this, this, and that. So don't give us any foo-foo gazy shit like this. You know, I don't care about the barber pole. That's what it's called, the barber pole. I don't really care about that. You know, listen, I don't care about the damn I love them strippers poles. You know, give me the original colorway when it comes to these silhouettes. And so these are asleep for cheap only because I'm looking forward to more of the colorway, but yeah, stop it. So, AJ, what's your thoughts on these?
Sometimes I hate going last because y'all just talk me out of gotta have it. What y'all talking about? Y'all talk me right up out of that. I had good nostalgia reasons behind it and everything. I was like, I remember when I was in college, but I was like, yeah, I had the white with the gold trim.
Yeah,
I said, boy, in my mind, I always wanted them to come back, but I'm like, Blaze, I need them original colorway. I need that navy one to come back, that white and gold one. Yes. What's that, white and burgundy? Like, I need these original colors. So I'm going to say sleep for cheap just because I think I just want them because I just remember having them, but just not. Yep. That red, white, and blue just kind of makes me upset. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I want to get them, and need to find somebody that can change that, customize, change that to something. I take all black for all I care before that.
I mean, I mean, first of all, I'll just say this, and I don't want to be the main speaker, but black people don't even like America that much.
Yeah.
Right now. So I don't like the black with the red, white. The black with the red, white, blue. Hey, I don't want to speak for all black people, but I'm just saying.
I'm glad you said it, because I feel like you saying it makes more sense. I said it, okay. So I think I'm angry about something.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't think black people like America, but
each his own on that one. That's what we're going to do. So, but yeah, so these are going to be a sleeper cheap. And just because I just like threes in general, like they didn't mess it up too bad for me, but they messed it up bad enough for me to not got to have them the way y'all talked about them. So, sleeper cheap. Blake, right. I mean, Marco.
So, to give y'all what the people said, most people are agreeing with Swank that they trash.
Yep.
So, 20% of people said, got to have them. 13% of people said flip them, 47% of people said trash, and 20% of people said sleeper cheap on those. Okay. So, yeah, quite a few people not feeling those. But moving on, next sneaker on the list is going to throw a little bit more nostalgia at us, but give us a blast of color here. These are going to be dropping on 7/28. They are the Nike More Uptempo Volts. These are going to be $160. They are the classic 95-96 Scottie Pippen sneaker that had the enlarged air going across from the toe all the way to the ankle of the sneaker. Ant Bed Stompers is what Mike Rich calls them. Because they are a little chunky, but they are completely Volt. There is no other color on this sneaker. What more do I need to describe? Completely Volt, tennis ball, Nike More Uptempos. Yeah, I got two Volt sneakers in my closet. I don't feel like I need another one. So these would be a sleeper cheap, I guess, because I won't call them trash because I like the silhouette, but nothing that I got to have. So sleeper cheap for me. Swank, what's your thoughts?
Now, this actual shoe is one of my favorite, the original black and white and then the Team USA ones. But They make too much colorways. I do have a pair they call the Lava Punch colorway. So it's like the shoe is all black and then the air was like orange and pink. That's as far as I go. I think this is, I sleep on these.
Blaze?
These are definitely a sleeper for me as well. You like the silhouette because it's their Nike More Uptempo, but these are just a little bit too much. I mean, you know, it's a lot of colorways in these, and so once again, I want the original pair. But if I was to see these in the outlet, I would actually get them. You know, I'm a dark skinned man that loves bright sneakers, and so I can't unsee it. But just for me, they're a sleeper cheap, so I'll bring that around to a Black Ranger. Speaking of dark skinned people,
the you know, all due respect. Huh?
Yeah, what you think about these, brother?
I gotta have them. I want them. I need them, and I'm definitely going for them. So I'm gonna be in them. I'm gonna be bright as I can be in these damn shoes. So I want them. I got. Didn't they come out with these like a while ago, like in kids size though? Like, I know I'm not true.
I don't think so. They come out with a lot, like Swank said, they come out with a lot of air of tempo. Right. So
I feel like they came out of the kids version like a while ago, but I'm like, I couldn't figure it out, but I definitely want them. I gotta have them. I'm gonna be like that ninja and being all black with these on somewhere, you know. Y'all know the simple.
Absolutely.
You know the simple guy. You got the bright shoes on. You gonna be in all black. That's about it. I'm throw a little Volt in it somewhere in a t-shirt or a hat or something. But I definitely gotta have them. I'm going for them. I just the only thing about like these kind of Volt or color shoes, like, once they get like any kind of dirt on them, it feel like it just, the whole shoe is like, it feel like it's just terrible after that. Like, it's no like real cleaning it to it after that. But it like is a good, like, I mean, it's up tempo, so it gotta have that good leather to it. So, you know, it should should last a little while, but I know that that midsole, once you wear it out one time, it's gonna start getting bad looking. But I'm gonna be in it though, so I gotta have them. I'm gonna go with the people say.
All right, so AJ, you're gonna have a little bit of competition on them.
Absolutely.
50% of the people said gotta have them. 19% of people said flip them. 25% of people said trash, and 6% of people said sleep for cheap on those. So you will have a little bit of competition on those there, AJ.
Yeah, not surprising on time.
Last sneaker on the list for this week is actually a women's release, so probably won't be anything that any of us actually cop, but it is worth mentioning. It is going to be the women's Jordan 8 taxis. These are going to be $200, dropping on 729. They mainly feature a black upper for the most part, but then of course you have highlights of the yellow or university gold, whatever color they decide to call that. Usually it's university gold whenever it comes to like a yellow color on any kind of Jordan. But you got a yellow strap going across there where the ankle is at. You have like that camo type of pattern in like the heel, towards the bottom of the heel. And that's like black, yellow, university gold. You got a university gold midsole, black and university gold outsole. On the tongue, you have the classic, like, what is that, that material, Chanel patch on the tongue there with the university gold Jumpman, and then like the yellow Chanel material there as well. Black laces, and then the Velcro strap as well. Eights aren't my thing. I'm sure as a 10.5, I could probably get these if I wanted to, because they usually go up to like a women's 12, which is a men's 10.5. But just nothing I gotta have. I got enough black and yellow sneakers. This would just be something that I would just, you know, be grabbing just to grab. So it's nothing that I gotta have. Personally, since I don't really like eights, I'm gonna just say trash for me. And I know this isn't gonna be nothing that my wife gotta have either. So yeah, it's a trash for my household. Swank, what's your thoughts?
I'm kind of think if my either one of my daughters would like them. I know they don't really like black owned sneakers, but I mean, the yellow pops out. So, you know, I am a big fan of eights, but at the same time, it's just that black is just kind of throwing me off. I think if it was white, that yellow would pop even more. And then maybe they might be like, okay, Dad, I want those. But yeah, I'm going to have to sleep on them.
Right. Blaze?
I'm flipping straight up. I got the Neapolitan 3s when they came out. No. And I flipped those with the trade. So I got a good trade for them. And so I'm flipping these. I'm gonna get these in a 10. I think these are popular between like a 9 and like a 10.5. And so I'm gonna shoot my shot. Hell, why not? And so if I get these in, I'm flipping them, trading them, do what I gotta do with these. And so I like Ace though, comfortable sneaker. But if I can get my hands on them flip, even though $200, goodness gracious, for the women's? I thought women's get in free before midnight. Oh, we got that. Ain't that right, Black Ranger? The women get in before, what time is that? Hey, you know, I'm man. Old. That's a hey, steep hey. Price there, brother.
Hey, man, long time ago, I knew what time women got to
okay.
club first.
Okay, know, all right. He said
long time ago. I don't care what time they
okay.
get there. Now,
okay, we're gonna do the whole equality thing. My body, my choice. Now
there we go.
$200.
All right, we all on equal playing ground now.
We all need work. Go ahead, but flip definitely flippers for me. Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these, there, feller?
Oh man, you
killed I'm back.
Me.
I'm back.
Yeah. You definitely are. Oh, yeah. That I'm with Swank though. I need this to be white. That black. That just feel like I'm about to go do something wrong. Like, I feel like you put them on, you're gonna strap them up, tighten them. You about to go do something wrong. Like, you not in these to go just have a good time, man. Like, I feel like these is up to, like, if y'all see a Negro out in the Hanes white tee, I'm like, yeah, he about to come do something wrong wherever I'm at. I don't want to be around that. Like, you got a polo white tee, you got your little designer white tee. I feel like I'm all right, but you in one of them Hanes white tees and gas station white tees. You
got Hanes.
Yeah, you got these on. Yeah, you coming. I don't want to be no place you at right now. So yeah, I'm gonna have to call them trash just because of that, the way that black leather looks. So I'm sorry. I like H2, but this, I'm sorry, ladies. I swear, if I see y'all out somewhere in this, I'm going the opposite way, because I know y'all ain't about to be no, it's gonna be no good. these trash.
Man, so to give y'all what the people said about these, you got 24% of people said gotta have them, 29% of people said flip them, 18% of people said trash, and 29% of people said sleep for cheap. So kind of an even split on those, not really a crazy amount of anything on those. But yeah, I'm gonna throw it back over to our host, AJ.
Yes. So I appreciate the gifts, Marco. You always, you know, come with the get the words, but you couldn't get the barbershop pole one down, but it's all right. You know, we 71 episodes in, you can't be perfect every time. Yeah, I understand. So it makes sense. It's all right. So now I sit back again, but I'm gonna introduce this holy grail, Blaze. You know, you're a week behind, so you know you got a lot to catch up on. So I'm gonna sit back and let you talk about your holy grail, basically 55 all the way to 46. So Blaze, it's on you.
So this is my holy grail. So 55 through 46. This is an extendo version. I remember one of my boys had a 9mm and he had 33 clips and he had an extendo version. So shout out to Larry Bird. And so I'll just end that. I'll just go with that. So I'll breeze through these as quick as possible. So number 55, you have the Jordan 3 Cool Gray. People are real bipolar about Cool Gray. Either you love them or you hate them. And so this is a really good one to start off with, 55. I really like this sneaker. Obviously, it's in my holy grail, the extendo version, Larry Bird. Now, number 54, you have the Jordan 11 Low, i.e. Bread. People really love or hate the IEs, especially when it comes to Jordan 11 Low. So shout out to the summertime. Summer Tings, I believe these came out like a year or two ago. And yeah. So shout out to this sneaker. So gotta give love to the IEs. I have one more
They just restocked on Nike app not that long ago.
They did. They absolutely did. And so definitely cop at a really good resale price as well. So shout out to inflation with that. Number 53. I got a couple packs together. And so number 53 is the Jordan 11 Win Like 96s. Marco just pulled those out. I have a pair, yellowing, dope sneaker. Definitely hit them on the shock drop. What was that, about 4 or 5 years ago? This is off my head. And so definitely time moves by. I ain't even have kids then, so shit, I'll just go with that one. So that's how crazy life goes fast, people. So number 53, Jordan 11 Win Like 96, the red on red joints. Number 52, the Jordan 11 Win Like 82. Those are white, patent leather, blue, navy blue. They have the Carolina colors on the Jumpman on the side. And so a lovely sneaker. And so as you guys can see, as we're getting down to 50s, we're getting down to 11. So just give you a hint with that. Number 51, Jordan 11 Lows, the UNC versions. I have two pairs of those. I love this sneaker, one of my favorite sneakers of all time. I love them in the summertime, only pull them out in the summertime. And so had to give those. So overall, you can't go wrong with white, Carolina blue, or white and blue in general. Moving down to number 50, the Jordan 4 Black Cat. And so 50, love it, vintage. It's an OG sneaker to me. I love the back tab of it when you flip it down and it get and it gives like the cat, what is the cat or black in that version. So it looks like you're gonna rob somebody in this sneaker, but you got Jordans on. So you know, you kind of like, oh, okay, he cool. He all right. You know, he ain't got the forces on. I gotta squint a little bit. And so Jordan 4 Black Cats start off the 50 and below. Going down to number 49, the Jordan 4 Pure Monies. Now, I know on the back tab, this has Pure Money. Dope sneaker. Believe it came out about 2 or 3 years ago. Definitely a quality sneaker that's going up in price. So if you want this sneaker, get it now, because I don't see the sneaker being retro back for a couple more years at least. And so Jordan 4 Pure Monies, complimenting the Black Cats. Can't go wrong with that. I've got bars. Number 48, Jordan 4, the Motorsport. I love this sneaker. Definitely came out 4 or 5 years ago. Awful material. Terrible material on the retro that came back. It is terrible. It is awful. But the nostalgia of this sneaker with the Spike Lee on it. We need the Spike Lee face on the side of it if they re-retro these back. Give these good material, quality material as it comes out, if they ever retro these back again. Number 47, Jordan 3 Mochas. Very slept on sneaker. Love this sneaker. White, that brown coffee. You rarely get Jordans with this colorway, unless you're talking about Travis Scott or when the ones came out. But I believe these are just easy mocha colorway with that. I'll just say just colorways with that when it comes to white and mocha. So coffee. Last but not least, let's end it off with the jumper in Utah, game 6, Jordan 14's last shots. These could be lower down the list, but once again, if I put them lower, that means I got to take one out. And so let's start off 46 with the Jordan 14 last shot. People don't like 14s anyway. So just to put them in the list is the quality, but you got to pay homage to this. This is definitely history. If you love anything about Jordan, you got to have these in your collection, even if you don't like 14s to wear them. And so I'm a big fan of the white stripes through the black material on the 14. And so got to have these in there. So let's start it off right. Number 46. Jordan 14's last shot. And so that's mine. So from 55, Jordan 3, Cool Gray. 54, Jordan 11, IE Bread. Number 53, Jordan 11, Win Like 96. 52, Win Like 82, 11s. Number 51, Jordan 11 Lows, UNC. Number 50, Black Cat 4s. 49, Pure Money 4s. 48, Motorsport, awful material. Number 47, Jordan 3 Mochas. And let's end it off with that shot. Game 6, Jordan 14's last shots. That's Blaze's extendo versions of 55 through 46. And so, fellas, what's you guys' thoughts about these?
Well, you already know I love those 11s, especially the Win 96s since I got them. The UNC Lows were something that I wanted, but UNC Lows and Cherry Lows were extremely hard to get when they re-retroed a few years back, which is why I'm super excited for the Cherry Highs that are coming out in December, because I think I'll have a better shot at getting those just because the Christmas 11 is always a major GR, so shouldn't be any problem with getting those.
And a shot drop.
Yeah, you're right. So you'll probably have a shock drop probably in November, and then you'll have the release in December. So yeah, you should have no problem getting the Cherry Highs if you want them. And then the Jordan 14 last shot, something like you said that everybody should have. I don't currently have. I should have got them a few years ago when they were sitting on shelves, but I don't know. I guess times was tough, so I just didn't grab them. But next time they roll around, I'm definitely going to grab those.
Yeah, the last shots, my daddy got them. So my pops, wherever you at, you know, you listening to it. I need my shoes back since we're talking about them. But I gave him the hoop in too. I ain't gonna forget. It was one of them days. He called me on a good day. Yeah, I remember that. The 11s. Hey, I'm all about the 11s. Hey, I'm a big fan of 11 low IEs though. So I feel like, so I'm glad you put them in there. I was worried because I ain't seen none. So, but I'm glad you got them in there. You know, I don't care about the UNC 11 low. You can, I don't care about that. No, I like the cherry one. So they should have came out with a Duke blue pair. It would have looked a lot better. You know, that blue looks way better. The black cats. Hey, the black cats is a good shoe though for like one day. You know, after that, them shoes are no good.
Do they get ashy? Is that what the problem is?
They get ashy fast. Boy, don't take no time because them fours and them threes, them black cats get ashy quick. I hooped in the threes. So I'm just like, I hooped it. I said these things. I said, what happened? Like. That ain't a lot of pure money for those. It's probably one of my favorite fours, but it's just like, I'd be scared to wear it. Like, I can't go. I got to like be sitting in the house and I ain't going outside. Mm-hmm. It's going to get dirty just as soon as you go outside. But hey, you know what? The Stendo list, I'm with it. You know, I talk bad about them, but I know we're getting down to the crunch, the nitty gritty in this. So I'm liking what I'm seeing. So I'm good with this list.
I definitely like the 14s. Like I said, that was one of my favorite shoes to hoop in. Those, the candy canes, the black toes. Mm-hmm. I want the Mocha 3s. That's one shoe that I really like. Green and brown, I like to rock those colors. The IEs, I got that pair, and then I got I want to say they came out and maybe 2011, 2012, the white and black pair, I got those too. Surprisingly though, I'm not a big fan of the actual 11s though. I mean, of course you gotta have the bread 11s, but other than that, I got a crazy story. We had a tournament in Florida and only took three pairs of shoes. I took the breads, the Concords, and then the bread fours. And I actually hooped them in both of my 11s, and they gave me real bad blisters. So it took me about 5 or 6 years to actually cop another pair of 11s after that. So I only owned just the actual bread 11s. But Black Cats, the Pure Monies, you know, fours is probably my favorite Jordan. So, yeah, I like this list.
All right. I appreciate that. Swankly approves of the list, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. You know, so I appreciate y'all viewers, listeners, waiting on my extendo list. And so just like what Black Ranger said, we are getting to the nitty of the gritty. Four fives. It ain't play games with you. It's to aim at you. Four fives next week. You know, so we keep it rolling with that. But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to finish it out. Black Ranger, close us out.
Yeah, you know, this is the part of the show, Swank, that, you know, you just let everybody know where to find you at, how to get in contact with you, talk about your merch, everything. Shout out everything you need to shout out right now so the people can follow you, get merch and all that good stuff. So we're going to let you do what you're doing.
Yeah, you could, we base our brand online. So it's TV Limits None, LIMITS. none.com, TV Limits None. You can get us on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. I'm actually trying to be more hands-on and actually do more events, you know, like First Fridays and stuff like that. But like I said, we've been doing, this would be year 6 in August, and everything's really just based online. So that's where you can find us, tvlimitsnone.com. And we just got back in the groove with the podcast too. So that's a Triple Crown Podcast. We got to get y'all on the show.
All right. Marco, where can they find you?
Of course, you can find me personally on IG at MB The Remix. You can find me on Twitter at DAMB2 Experience on Twitter. You can follow Kick City on IG at Kick_City913 on IG. And you can find us on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast. Once again, want to thank Swank for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you taking time out of your birthday weekend to come spend with us, man, and talk sneak. So appreciate you being on the show tonight, man.
Appreciate y'all having me.
All right, Blaze, where can they find you?
They can find me on IG, LuckyLefty31 on IG. Also follow us on Twitter at @City_Kick. And so that is it. And so definitely happy to be back. Great interview. Happy birthday to Swank Lee, obviously, of course. And so definitely blessed. We done knocked down another episode, fellas.
All right. Y'all know me. Tell a friend to tell another friend, and make sure you like, follow, subscribe. It's free to share. You know, it don't cost you nothing to share. It don't cost you nothing to give out a like. You know, give us a compliment. Let us know what we can do better at. We always trying to improve for y'all. You can definitely follow me on my personal IG, AJJ_Almighty. Definitely follow the crew at @Kick_City913. And on Twitter, @City_Kick. Hey, Swank, definitely appreciate you, man. It's taking time out your night. Happy birthday to your daughter. Happy birthday to you. You know, have a celebration of life. You know, we appreciate you, spending some time with us tonight.
I appreciate it, man. It's always good talking kicks with people that know what they're talking about. So
yes,
I have fun doing this.
All right. That's how we're going to close out episode 71. Peace.
Kick City.